It's 40 years since I finished my first novel. I was living alone in Rome, and posting that bundle of typewritten pages that had taken me 5 years to write to an agent in London seemed a wild enterprise, like throwing a message in a bottle into the void. I really didn't expect anyone to make sense of what I'd written, furtively and nervously, in stolen snatches of time. In many ways, each novel still feels like that first one, and the biggest change is that writing occupies more and more of my mind and time. There's no neurological basis for this, but it feels as if writing is addictive. At the beginning, I wrote at erratic times, and it was a huge effort to write even one paragraph of my first novel, which I abandoned for months at a time. I talked about writing more than I actually did it, hoping for encouragement. And while many friends did express interest, I was devastated by any hint of criticism. I remember describing the novel I hoped to write to a man who said, "But there are thousands of novels like that." For weeks after that, I felt it was hopeless to continue writing. 10 published books later, I've discovered that mornings are my best thinking time, and I've arranged my life so that they're nearly always free. I don't talk about a novel until I'm well into the first draft, and, in fact, have a private superstition that it will disappear if I do talk about it too soon. At the moment, I can see my next two novels, not clearly, but as hovering images. A house at the top of the Spanish Steps in Rome, a house in North London. Sometimes I can see or hear the people who live in them, and I make notes in little books or files which sit on my desktop, waiting to be filled. I'm much tougher now, and this is invaluable. Writers aren't quite up there with bankers and politicians in the popular imagination, but when I admit to what I do, some common questions are, "Have you had anything published? You must be a fantasist. Do you write under your own name? I've never heard of you. Is it easy to get published? You must have bribed and or slept with somebody. Where do you get your ideas from? I bet you can buy them 3 for 2 in Tesco. I wish I had time to write books. I've got a proper job." In fact, of course, writing isn't a proper job. It's unpredictable and often pays badly or not at all. But as most of my friends retire, I'm very glad that nobody can stop me writing. And as I plan my next two novels, I know I'll carry on until I lose my marbles, or possibly beyond that point, if I can get away with it.